Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going to go even further in depth into a subject that we touched on last week, which has to do with local government money and states of emergency. Santa Monica has now joined L.A. City and County in declaring the homeless crisis an emergency with the goal to speed up help. So with us now is Laura Chick, former Los Angeles City Controller, and Courtney Ruby, the current Oakland City Auditor. Both of you, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
So, Laura, let me begin with you. I was reading a story just the other week about all the billions of federal dollars that were given out around the country because of the pandemic and how much of that money has gotten lost. Nobody knows where it went. Nobody knows what it was used for. Nobody knows where it is. Now we have all this money being poured into, and let's just take the city of Los Angeles for the moment, to deal with the homeless crisis. But a lot of red tape is being cut. We hear that from Karen Bass, the current mayor, a lot. They're cutting red tape. They want to make sure the bureaucracy doesn't get in the way. But that bureaucracy, does it not, is there for a reason. Isn't it there to make sure that all that money, tens of millions of dollars, is spent correctly?
Well, that's what we want, but I'll give you an example. After I served as city controller, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger actually created a position and hired me to be the inspector general over all of the Recovery Act money that California was receiving back in 2009. We were getting billions of dollars. Any time that public money goes out fast, and it needs to go out fast when there's an emergency and a crisis. And there was a huge crisis going on in the economy in 2009. The money went out so fast, and Governor Schwarzenegger wanted a hawk to watch, someone who would watch like a hawk, follow those dollars. And one of the things we did right away up front was convened a task force of all of the heads of every state department that was going to receive some of that federal stimulus dollars, and met once a week talking about how the money was going out. Was it being spent effectively? Who was watching it? Part of the problem is dollars often don't get spent on oversight. They're getting spent on the services that are needed, but some of it needs to, and that's the red tape you're referring to. We need the red tape of having oversight to make sure the money is being spent effectively and properly. There are fraudsters out there. It's in human nature, right?
Right. Okay.
Well, Courtney, I want to ask you, in Oakland, as far as implementation of this emergency funding, is, I don't know, you get a look at this every day. Can you confidently tell the people of your city that it is going where it needs to go?
You know, I would echo exactly what former IG Schick said, that, you know, the city, so much money comes in and goes out. We just issued a report last year that showed the city spent nearly $70 million over the last 3 years on contract homelessness services. So that is the money that is going out to contractors to help make sure people are housed. And we could not determine whether they were properly housed, whether they actually got housing. So we showed mixed results. So if you don't have that oversight, you know, as you're suggesting, like right off the bat, looking at how the dollars are being spent and affirming that, then what this report showed is that they didn't have a strategic plan to go out and actually spend the money to effectively get the results. The results were mixed, and we couldn't tell you, you know, how many people had been housed, had remained housed.
Right, because there's only so much that the city can do once it gets into the hands of contractors. It's hard to supervise that.
Absolutely. And what we know is that every day, 5% of a city or a municipality, a county, 5% of the revenues go out the door to fraud, and contractor fraud is a huge issue.
Laura Chick, how concerned are you? You're the former L.A. city controller, as we mentioned up top. How concerned are you about all this money, as we said, coming in and with good intentions? But are you worried that maybe some of that money is going to be not used with good intentions?
Yes, absolutely. Based on the track record of watching how public money is spent for good purposes, intended purposes, and it gets siphoned off by the bad folk. And it's why I absolutely think, for instance, in the city of Los Angeles, somewhat equivalent to Courtney Ruby's position as auditor, there's a city controller who can be starting to audit now. And the audits take a long time, but there's ways of going back and doing checkup reports, like every 4 months, and reporting back out to the mayor and the council, and calling out problems loud and clear. And I want to add one thing to this picture. We need a public that's paying attention and a public that gets indignant when they hear that money isn't being spent for what it was intended, especially to house people who are living on the streets.
Right. Well, through that, do you think that we need better oversight of the bidding process and maybe some contractors who have a not so great history with using that money well, maybe they get eliminated from the process next time?
It's one of the things that I audited as a city controller and often found, Auditor Ruby knows this, if there aren't, and it sounds like, you know, green shade and yawn and boring, but if there aren't written policies and procedures that are being followed, then you are opening the door for all kinds of fraud and for contracts to be awarded to the wrong people.
Okay, that's Laura Chick, former LA City Controller, and Courtney Ruby, the current Oakland City Auditor.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.